Consequences of racism in the U.S. Many groups in the U.S. have suffered from racism. Native tribes, religious minorities, people from Southern, Eastern, and Northern Europe, people with backgrounds in the Middle East and North Africa, African Americans, Asian Americans, Hispanic Americans, Caribbean and Pacific Islanders, and many others. Slavery was a particularly deadly and inhumane form of legal racism. Slavery is long gone, but Black Americans still face trauma and injustice to a higher degree than others in the U.S. Prejudice and injustice affect people's lives in many ways. Below are some statistics.
Percentage of the U.S. population which is Black, 13. Percentage of inmates in federal and state prisons who are Black, 34. Percentage of Black men who go to prison at some point in their lives, 32. Percentage of white men that go to prison at some point in their lives, 4. Percentage by which prison populations would drop if Black and Hispanic men were treated the same as white men, 40. Infant deaths per 1,000 pregnancies for Black women, 10.8. Infant deaths per 1,000 pregnancies for white women, 4.5. Percentage of Blacks with hypertension, high blood pressure, 42. Percentage of whites with hypertension, high blood pressure, 29. Life expectancy for Black men, 73. Life expectancy for white men, 78. Percentage of Black Americans with a university degree, 25. Percentage of white Americans with a university degree, 35. Figures from Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man by Emmanuel Acho, Pan Macmillan Publishers, The Prison Policy Initiative, and other sources.